just me again. Ken, Nordine, and Word Jazz. Word Jazz. It's what happens when you let your mind wander and wonder. Word Jazz. The free and easy flow of all the places your mind can go. Let's go. That's where we are. In this trembling air between us. Where will the imaginary take us this time? Word Jazz. Let's talk about time. In has always been a big and small puzzle to me. We know that now is everywhere at once, no matter where we are. Damn, if it isn't always and forever now. But when you think of measuring the essence of what right now is, there's immediately a problem. How long does any particular now last? A blink of your eyes? A snap of your fingers? The click of a switch? Think of the shortest amount of time you can think of. Like a nanosecond. 1/1,000,000,000th of a second is all it is. But when you think about how long a sliver of time that short actually is, you have to measure it from its beginning to its end. It does have a history. Brief as it is, it has to have. And if you could somehow stretch that nanosecond so you could see it, you'd see that it does have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Just like the teachers tell you. How far do you think the speed of light can go in a nanosecond? 1 foot, that's how far. 1 foot. A guy I trust told me, at the speed of light, about 186,300 miles per second, light can travel 1 foot in 1 nanosecond. Anything 1 foot long does have a history. We haven't even looked at picoseconds, or attoseconds, or zeptoseconds. Maybe now, the all-at-once now, is different. Maybe now doesn't have any length. And that's why it's impossible to write its history. It's way beyond the craft of historians, because it's timeless. It's outside of time. Maybe that's where whatever it is we call God hangs out. So, now, within now is where we are. Looking back from this evanescent vantage, this moment of on and off concentration, trying to remember bits and pieces what happened over so long a distance of time, comes a nagging feeling that even with the best of luck, I will only be able to resurrect little fragments of the why and the how and the where and the when and under what circumstances everything would become what it had to become, part of the immense necessity, the awesome nature of fate, as if there is some unwritten law written somewhere that we can't read, that governs the way things are, the way they have to be, possessed by some irrevocable unwinding. Nor all your piety or wit can change the line of it. Remember that. You can do nothing about it. It's just the way it is. Is being is inside of is, forever creating an immediate crowd of was. Or maybe we should say was, inside of was, stretching off into the faraway of all that used to be, and all as automatic as the tilt and wobble of this old, old earth we spend our short, long lives on, spinning around the nuclear warmth of the stormy sun that some say will burn out uncountable miles from now. Now after now, like clockwork, measuring all of the light and dark moment of his always becoming was. That huge, very real, imaginary past, where everything is in back of us, always fading off into forgettable eons of yesterdays. Now is perpendicular to eternity. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so blunt. But since I'm close to the edge, I have to say what I have to say before time runs out. Who knows what endings are in store? I'd like to be a believer, as so many are, even without proof, that God, the one and only, is in his always capitalized heaven, looking out for what's going on everywhere, with everything, including you and me. Wouldn't that be nice? Everything happening as it has to happen, because God is everything put on autopilot, and we have to go along with whatever has been set in motion, whether it's to our liking or not. You've heard it said that you have to have faith. How many times have we been told that things will work out, that we should go with the ebb and flow? Well, that's as far as we can go for now. This podcast has been an excerpt, you might say a taste, of the best of Word Jazz, Program 24, a radio series heard on NPR. If you'd like to hear the whole hour, go to the website, wordjazz.com, and find out. Oh, while you're there, check out the blog. I have fun doing that. And our catalog of Word Jazz, like something you've never heard before. Well, this is your old pal, Ken Nordine.